Chapter 2. When in Gotham, do as the Batman does. Summary. Gotham's mentor has an interesting talk with Batman. Desmond loved Gotham. It was like Florence or Venice or Rome, except better because it was his city. You could tell that it had been built on the bodies of Templars and assassins alike. Particularly the assassin influence was hard to miss if you had their training. Every corner was easy to disappear into. The buildings were high and the houses crammed into each other to create one fast-paced track for rooftop chasers. Not to mention the abandoned underground railroad tracks, or the catacombs sleeping even deeper below. Gotham was built for its shadowy protectors and took good care to hide them all away. Sean and Becca had declared him officially mad for settling in this city. He could have gone everywhere in the world. Assassins as skilled as Desmond were hard to come by and currently needed all around the globe. But Desmond had died for their cause once already, and then been fished out of the terror-filled green pits of screaming nails on blackboards, and so they had allowed him to pick. And Desmond had chosen Gotham. Or maybe the city had chosen him. People didn't really move to Gotham, Desmond had noticed. Nor did they ever leave, despite having the funds or the motivation. They cursed and screeched and begged, but they never went further than a vacation away. And some people didn't leave at all. It was a moderately warm September night still. They had been blessed with a warm summer, and its remnants were still chasing through the winds, rolling in between the skyscrapers. Gotham's chaos had been calm lately. It was only a question of time until the first rogue broke out of Arkham again, but right now everything was still. It was one of those nights in which they actually had time to look out for the candles and the flashlights asking for their help. Desmond had sent most of his recruits out for training, errands, and information gathering. Maybe also a little blackmail, depending on how brave they got tonight. Instead of supervising from their headquarters, Desmond had chosen to take their youngest recruit out. Though Jason, by all means, wasn't really a recruit, as much as he was a kid that had realized the city's thief guild might support him on the streets, but the Brotherhood could get him away from them. Or as away from them as Jason wanted to be. He'd seen Desmond teach the novices how to do a leap of faith, and that was it. He hadn't stopped pestering Desmond about teaching him, even at the bar where minors definitely weren't allowed in, until Desmond had agreed. Jason wouldn't stop arguing that Robin couldn't have been much older than Jason either when he had started tailing the bat. However, Jason also didn't know that Robin had been trained to be an acrobat, and unknowingly an assassin, from birth. Desmond knew, because he made it his business to know what was going on in his city. The identities of its brightest protectors were simply a part of that. Batman had been here before Desmond, had bled for this city. Sure, Desmond could argue he had died for the whole world, but at 16 he had run away from it all, unlike Bruce Wayne, who had already known his destiny then. This was also the reason why Desmond's Brotherhood didn't kill. He respected Batman's code as the superior rule. Even law enforcement worked with him, while they certainly didn't know about the Brotherhood. Well, they did to an extent. You couldn't miss the spray-painted A's that had shown up all over the city, but the police thought those belonged to a random tagger, or, at worst, a gang. It was another matter that his out-of-town assassin contacts roll their eyes and bite their cheeks at. Desmond had no problems with assassinations. He was freakishly all right with them, so much that he wouldn't be surprised if it turned out the Isu had engineered him that way. However, their Brotherhood's no-kill rule was the only reason the Bat tolerated their presence. Maybe the fact that they had quietly gotten rid of the Court of Owls had contributed as well. It wasn't murder if you cryogenically froze them to be picked up by the Justice League later on. The Gotham Brotherhood didn't kill. It made them child-friendly enough that Desmond had given in to Jason's demands and let the 11-year-old become his protege. And so, here they were, standing on a rooftop and waiting for the bat to drop in. "How much longer do we gotta wait?" Jason asked. After tonight, Desmond would work on the boy's situational awareness. He remembered a few games Ezio used to play with his recruits and their children to teach them how to observe. They also had the neat side effect of detecting whether someone was predisposed for eagle vision. Desmond thought he had seen Jason's eyes flash gold once or twice. The speed at which he managed to track down people certainly spoke for it, but he couldn't be sure. He knew Bruce Wayne and Dick Grayson both had the gift, though, and that Wayne was aware of it. You didn't train with an old splinter group of the Brotherhood for years to be ignorant of eagle vision. "Mask on, kiddo?" Desmond asked instead, studying the shadows to their right that had become just a little too dense. He had felt ridiculous the first time he had put on a mask. He didn't need one to obscure his face, but masks made people think of vigilantes, and it was better to be mistaken for those, and honestly in these times the border between assassin and vigilante had become thin, than to be known as the Brotherhood. Gotham was mostly Templar-free, and Desmond would like to keep it this way. He didn't need their attention, not when his people weren't strong enough yet. Nowadays, Desmond was used to the weight of the mask covering his eyes. He had grown fond of the red and gold Venetian Rebecca had bought him as a joke. "Never took it off." Desmond smiled. "Good." Then he turned back to the shadows. "Hello, Batman. Robin." Behind him, he could feel Jason tense, looking around to spot the vigilantes Desmond had already identified.
"Mentor?"
Batman greeted him, and finally stepped forward, Robin following him easily, being just a step behind. "Oh, who is that?" the boy Wonder asked, gesturing towards Jason.
"My protege. Don't take him too far, please. He's untrained still."
"What do you mean, don't take him too far?" Jason asked, but Robin had already crossed the distance eagerly. Desmond wasn't sure whether Batman took Robin along to these meetings precisely to have him distract the companion Desmond had chosen to take with him, or if Robin was really just that sociable. The Bat's intentions were hard enough to read on the really good days, and Desmond had better things to do than waste hours on that particular headache. Within seconds, Robin was talking with Jason, contributing most of the conversation, while Jason nodded at the right moments, his eyes never entirely leaving Desmond.
"He's young."
Batman, too, was observing the boy's interaction. He had his arms crossed over his chest, suggesting a relaxed posture, but his shoulders were tense.
"I have questions about Abstergo, Desmond Miles, and about those you call Isu."
Desmond sighed. He had wondered how long it would take Batman to actually figure out his identity. They had pretty much erased Desmond Miles, or any other alias he had used before Abstergo had captured him, from history. By all means, Desmond was a ghost. But apparently, even death couldn't keep the world's greatest detective away.
"All right, Mr. Wayne," Desmond replied. "But does that mean I can take a look at the piece of Eden you keep at your manor in turn? I don't want to criticize, but these things really shouldn't be handled by someone without experience."
Batman fell silent. On the rooftop next to them, Jason was shouting in joy while Robin performed his quadruple flip for him. He should watch that jump. It was common knowledge, at least for those interested in acrobatics, that not many people could perform it. Gotham's resident prince, Dick Grayson, being by far the youngest person. It was even on his Wikipedia page.
"And you have that experience."
Desmond tugged at his hoodie's right sleeve, revealing his black glove first, and then his burned arm underneath. The golden circuitry was shining brightly in the dark. Once he stopped using eagle vision, it would return to a muted yellow you could mistake for tattooing.
"You're standing in front of the world's expert on those cursed artifacts."
His smile was weary, but there was no point in lying. Ever since his death, Desmond had been able to feel those remains of Eden if he got close enough to them. That didn't make him uncomfortable, but he could almost tell what each piece had been crafted for, and the thought of letting them lie around left to their own devices was fear-inspiring.
"We have much to discuss. I'll contact you. Robin."
Across, Robin perked up and moved from his handstand into a bridge and then into a stand. Batman waited just long enough for Robin to plunge into a sprint and jump over the gaps between the rooftops before he too leaped into the alley on their right. Jason wasn't far behind Robin, crossing the space between houses without hesitating. Whatever Robin had demonstrated or told him, its effects were already showing.
"You done already?" Jason asked.
"Mm-hmm. Why are you asking?"
Jason clicked his tongue and shot Desmond an annoyed look.
"Nothing's true. I should ask questions."
"I taught you that sentence," Desmond replied,
and began walking into the direction of tonight's second destination. He dropped Jason back home on the way. Sure, the kid had seen much already, experienced too much for his age, but Desmond wasn't going to take a 10-year-old to the Foxglove, not even for information gathering.
And I'm sure it definitely had nothing to do with Robin.
"Oh, come on, Dee. It's Robin. He's the coolest. So you gotta tell me what you talked about, because he was gonna teach me how to do the neat flip."
"I'm sure you'll get another chance to learn from him. Batman just asked for some credentials."
"Credentials? That can't be everything. Come on, tell me. Tell me. Tell me, please. You know I can do this all night and day."
Desmond didn't doubt him. He knew better. Jason's presence at his side was proof of that.
"I know. You showed me that you had endurance, and now you'll learn patience."
"What? You can't be serious. Des, hey!"
Desmond chose that moment to jump from the balcony into the dumpster beneath. The smell of these containers really made him miss the haystacks of his ancestors.
"Patience, novice," Desmond repeated.
Batman would tell him soon enough when he wanted to meet up. You couldn't shake off Batman once you had his attention. And, true enough, he got an invitation to Wayne Manor a week later. He didn't dwell on the fact that Batman knew where he lived. It was only fair. The end. Thank you.